The music industry may be in a summer slump. NPR's Anastasia Siulkas reports on lagging sales and streams on this week's Billboard charts.
For a ninth straight week, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department remains at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. But she earned only 126,000 units this week, down from more than 2.5 million in the album's first week. Apparently, even hardcore Swifties may finally be approaching their saturation point. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart. At number two is Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft, an album which Billboard perhaps less than charitably describes this week as a, quote, non-mover. It's down 20%. At numbers three and four, Don Toliver's Hardstone Psycho and Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time, and neither one cracked 77,000 equivalent album units. If there's any good news this week, it could be for the New Orleans hip-hop duo Suicide Boys. They landed their biggest chart numbers to date with New World Depression at number five. But they hit number one on Billboard's vinyl albums chart. What may have helped them there? The simultaneous release of six different album variants, including in shades of green, gray, and gold. A brief history lesson. Selling colored vinyl, and before that, colored shellac, has been a marketing strategy since nearly the dawn of recorded music. As early as the 1910s, labels like Vocalion were pressing brightly colored 78s to attract consumers. Challengers to Taylor Swift, take note. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York. And for